everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. As you know, I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Welcome to the show. Our theme today, as always, is no perfect time to start following your dreams. Because, see, on this show, I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine is inspiring you to accomplish your goals and live your very best life. That's why I bring these guests on the show to hear their story, to hear their journey. And really, it's not anything close to an overnight success. And I always tell people it's time to stop reading other people's stories and start living your own story. People always talk about their purpose or gift. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. We all, you know, this show is about dreamers. This show is about entrepreneurship. This show is about people who sit around just like you and I and one day realize that what they're thinking about can become a possibility.
Oh, definitely. You talk about possibility. We're talking about actuality. Make it happen.
You? That's you? That's what you? Now, you know, see, she already, I haven't even introduced her yet, and she just broke out. Let me go introduce her, because she already, she's one of these motivational people here that jumps in and tells you how to get your life right. So let me just describe who this fantastic voice is. My guest is Jessica Myers. She's a real estate developer and entrepreneur. As an investor and hotel owner, hear me now, she's a black female owner of hotels. You know, we always check in a hotel. She owns hotels. Transacting over $30 million in real estate assets, she is known as the deal maker. That's capital MKR. Her portfolio includes hotel properties and developments in Georgia, Indiana, Oklahoma, and the Bahamas. No one wants to be a boss, but everyone needs a coach. And that's what we're talking about on today's show with Jessica Myers. She's helping working with professionals, giving them clarity to their visions, to connect with their internal GPS, to provide a clear route to achieve their dreams. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Jessica Myers, the deal maker. How you doing, Jessica?
Oh, I stay living a dream. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, it's great to have you on the show because it's so many people want to be successful, but they don't have a plan. And and I think that now that the thing about it is that we can say that real easy, a plan, because that sounds simple. Mm-hmm. It sounds, mm-hmm. but that's not simple, because sometimes we can say we want something, but it just may not be available for you to achieve at that time. So now you use the word GPS, which we all know is a popular term for trying to find out where you need to go. You put in an address. It tells you where you're supposed to go. But sometimes, you know that, Jessica, you put in an address and it don't take you where you're supposed to go.
Yeah. Sometimes, like you said, you have Waze and it might take you through the back route. And next thing you know, you're like, where am I? Where did it drop me off? And that's the funny part, because like you said, I'm a real estate entrepreneur and developer. And a lot of people come to me like, I just want to get involved in real estate. I just want to get involved. I just want to get started. And it's like, if we miss the basic steps of putting in the address first, it's almost like gassing up a Rolls Royce and saying, go. Where are you going to? Where are you wandering? How can you measure your success in where you are? So if I say, I don't know if you remember going to AAA, where you would sit down and they literally will map out, okay, like you're going to New York, the first thing they're going to do is understand where you're coming from, where you're starting from. And so you know now how to guide yourself to where you're looking to go. Most times people just like to jump in and do. And that can oftentimes lend you in circles. And, you know, if you ever seen people or heard people, I'm going through a midlife crisis. I don't know where I am. I just been spinning and spinning and turning wheels, because you haven't set a destination. That's the power of setting a goal. That's the power of, like you said, there's no Waze without a destination. There's no Uber pickup without declaring where you're going. And that's one of the things that I want people to understand as they go to build their dreams, as they go to build generational wealth, that you have to start off at least with a goal to give you direction of where to head to so that you can start making your journey.
Well, you know, it's interesting because she said AAA, and she said it's because they used to give out these booklets called Trip Ticks. And I used to be a stand-up comedian. So I used to always go in there, Jessica, and I say, I'm going from Houston to Orlando. They sit down there. They put together, they go and pull all these different little maps, and they put them all together, and you just flip a page. It'll tell you the gas station. It'll tell you the eatery. It's called a Trip Tick. And it was very detailed. That same trip tick, now you have, and it's become electronic, and you have it whether it's in Wave or whether it's in Google or Verizon. There's so many different forms or versions of these trip ticks that have now become electronics. But the great thing about it is that sometimes I always tell people you got to trust yourself, because back in the day before we had GPS, somebody would tell me basically, Rashad, come visit me. And they'd give me directions and they'd give me some landmarks. And then I would get there because I got the address. And so I bring that up in our conversation, Jessica, because so many people, they're so caught up on being told what to do and not trusting or understanding the landmarks of opportunities when they present themselves. Talk to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Like you said, it's about trusting your gut and trusting your instinct. But one of the most impactful books that I've read that help with that is Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich is a beautiful book that's written by Napoleon Hill that follows a lot of successful individuals and understanding what is the key to success after studying hundreds and hundreds of successful people. Like, what is the key? And it starts with tapping into your burning desire. And once you connect with burning desire, that's what helps, like you said, to give you that internal GPS, that whether you have the instructions or not, you have a direction or directive of where you're looking to go, which node, which direction. Because a lot of times when it boils down to it, it's not that people are lost. People are afraid. When you boil down to the deal blockers, they're afraid to dream. A lot of times your dream is so big, it scares you. And it's like, well, where do I start? How do I get started? But when you understand and you tap into your burning desire, when you understand that that's that internal GPS, that whether you have the directions or not, you have a fervor to accomplish and achieve your dreams and your visions. And how do I know this? Because so many people that I talk to, you know, that are talking about their dream and their vision, you ask them how long they've had. It's not something that they just thought about yesterday and it's like, this is what I want to do. No, a lot of times this burning desire has been boiling for years and they don't know how to start. They don't know where to get it out, but they just know that the desire lies inside. And that's where it's important to write it out, to understand what that burning desire is and take immediate action towards getting towards your goal.
And the goal is always, let me ask you this. I always tell people about, you have to be selfish when you're looking for your goal. And a lot of people use the word selfish as a negative. But I think that I use the word selfish as a word of being focused. You have to be focused on your dreams. You can't deviate. You have to put the time in. If that's what you want to do, you can't have excuses. And that's what I mean when I use the word selfish. You have to really understand that it becomes the top priority of what you want to do in your life. So when people come to you, deal maker, I'm going to just put it out there. That's a moniker. She's the deal maker. I'm talking to Jessica Myers, you know, she has properties all over this country, including the Bahamas. When you take on that responsibility of saying that you are a deal maker, now, that's a whole lot to say and a whole lot of responsibility tied to it. Why are you bold enough to say that?
Because I understand that of all the deals that I've done, from the $15,000, shack that I bought when I first got into real estate investing to the $19 million portfolio, I genuinely do an autopsy on my success. Like, what is the thing that made it work? What is the thing that made it not work? And what can I do strategically better to get to move forward? And one of the common themes that I found in every single deal was my three-part formula. And that was having the opportunity itself, the skill set and know-how of what to do with said opportunity, and the capital to execute on the opportunity. Every single deal I realized had these three things in common. So that's when I started to talk with people who don't have a navigation. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. And I say, okay, well, which one of the three do you have? And that will help me determine which of the other two that you need. And once you know, that's what I mean by the internal GPS. Because one of the things when you set off to go to New York, they don't just say, okay, cool, you're going to start in New York. No, where are you coming from? Where is it that you're where are you in that process to get to where you desire to go? And so that's where I break down of where are you in the process of the three-part formula? Do you have the opportunity and you need someone with the skill set and know-how and the capital? Do you have the capital and you're looking for the opportunity and the skill set? Do you have the skill set and you need someone with the opportunity and the capital? Like, those are the three things that help make any deal go. And when I coach and speak with entrepreneurs that are looking to get started and they don't know where to go, I often ask them, what of the three-part formula do they have? And that's how I'm able to connect with what other elements they need. Breaking it down into that formula, and like you said, with the focus to achieve it and attain it, anything is possible. From the 15,000 square foot home that I started my real estate career to the $19 million portfolio, it's all been thanks to that three-part formula.
Wow. But it also means that it's something that you had to, you know, as they say, you had to work on. You know, like you said, you know, being able to say this is what worked and then start putting that aside and saying this part of, I can be consistent with this. Because that's the word I always tell people. It's two words that I live my life by: consistency and communication. If you're consistent, then you'll be able to handle any level of communication. But if you're inconsistent, you will never be able to communicate because won't nobody trust you. And so when I hear you talk, Jessica Myers, the deal maker, that means that you're saying to me, Rashawn, I'm consistent in what I'm saying. So when people come to me, when I communicate, I have a history of success, because that resume means something. Because it's a lot of people jump out there saying they're financial advisors, they tell you they're real estate experts, but don't have the resume or the portfolio.
Exactly.
Don't that make you mad?
They don't have the receipts to back it up. It's the theory and the knowledge without the application. And as we know, knowledge is power, and it's best known through experience. It's crazy, because I went to school actually for journalism. So I didn't go to school for real estate. So to experience is what helped me to prune and come up with that formula, that three-part formula. It's like, how do I extract what worked out of my process? Because a lot of times when you do something, especially as an entrepreneur, you feel like you're like Einstein or Thomas Edison, where you're trying to figure out this equation. And having a blueprint from success is what helps you to get there faster. Because Einstein spent hours and hours and hours going over the thousandth light bulb that wound up working. Mm-hmm. But what if you gave up at 996? So that's where you talk about the consistency, where you talk about keep going in the path and in the journey, because that's where it unfolds. Even the three-part formula, once you put it in your life, you see how it works, see how it fits, see how it helps you to get to execution and success. And that's where the true magic comes, in staying focused to the goal, to the dream, to the vision, and watching it come to fruition.
You have a book called Real Estate Mastery. And before we go to break, tell everybody the importance of that book and why did you write it?
Oh my gosh. So many people will come to me, how do I get started in real estate? And I found myself repeating the same thing over and over. And then that's when I realized, like, it's really, a lot of people have the same issue and the same problem. And so when you find yourself repeating it, and that's how you start to develop the process, and you're like, wait, let me put this in a book. Let me put this in a way that breaks it down and explains it in an entertaining way. Because there have been a lot of things that, you know, I've been through in my career that, you know, for one, starting out with drugs. A contractor was selling drugs in my house when I was selling it. And it's like, oh, well, what do you do when you're in those type situations? Well, that's why I break down in the book, like how to maintain your contractors, how to, you know, protect yourself against things that can happen that are wrong. And I really lay out the process of the autopsy in my book, Real Estate Mastery, not only how you can get started, but how you can protect yourself against, you know, a lot of things that come up, like a contractor selling drugs out of your house.
Wow. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk about the cash flow game night, which is coming the first week in April. 5-day challenge to get started, and email us to stay connected with real estate. So we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I'm talking to the deal maker, a.k.a. See, usually you say Jessica Myers, a.k.a. deal maker. I'm going to say deal maker, a.k.a. Jessica Myers. We'll be right back with Money Making Conversation Masterclass hosted by the one and only Rashawn McDonald. Don't go nowhere.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Let me tell you about the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. People always talk about their purpose or gifts. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. The interviews and information on his show are for everybody. Don't let change scare you. He's here to educate you because it's time to put your dreams into action. The show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, interviews CEOs, small business owners, influencers, and celebrities. They share financial and career success tips with Rashawn McDonald, which you can only hear in the Money Making Conversations Masterclass show. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. As you know, I am the host of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I'm talking to the deal maker, a.k.a. Jessica Myers. And Jessica, you know, real estate, they always, you know, ever since I was born, you know, I always heard that word, God ain't making no more land. This is it. God ain't making it. So we have black people who tend to rent. And white people in general, they buy. They buy homes, they buy properties, and so yes, they have equity in their lives. And so we don't have equity. We don't have power, which in turn affects our credit. So this is a big story that we're talking about when we're talking to you about opportunities to be able to achieve success for people of color. And so when you walk out there, you are a woman of color. And then you talk about properties, you know, and that's what always, you know, we kind of trivialize the whole process. I always tell people, you know, we're used to buying jewelry. We're used to buying clothes. We're used to buying shoes. And then we get up there and buy us a car, you know, and then if we're fortunate, we might buy a house. Now, when you start buying an actual office building, when you start buying an actual hotel, resorts, now, I can't even put my head around the fact that you got properties in Indianapolis. You got properties in, you know, Scottsburg, Indiana. You got properties in El Reno, Oklahoma, right here in development in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Bahamas. Why do you wrap your head around the fact that you, Jessica Myers, is a hotel owner?
Well, for one, it's a team effort. Anything that I do is always a team that is surrounding. But once you understand the power of focus, setting your GPS on the target, that's how you build people that will follow. Just as you saw in Forrest Gump, he just took off running and everybody's like, I don't know where we're running to, but we're running behind him. And that's what it's about, leading the charge, setting the destination. I set out to do 1,000 doors. And how do you do so? Well, doing it one door at a time can be rather slow. But now the commercial aspect of it, getting into the hotel space, allows you to exponentially get, like when we got our Home 2 Suites by Hilton, we immediately added 85 doors to our portfolio. When we picked up the second package, the Staybridge and the Hampton Inn that's in Indiana, that added 200 plus doors to our portfolio. So it's almost like you start to build a team that's knowledgeable, that has that skill set and know-how that helps you be exponential about achieving your vision and your dream. Because even what you spoke to just now, a lot of it was liabilities. You know, as far as things that are not income producing versus looking at assets which are income producing. And that is the power of leverage, ownership, the access to income producing assets that even after you've paid for them or paid them down, they continue to provide cash flow so that you can build your portfolio. Because one of the main things that you talk to anyone, I don't care what your dream is. I don't care if it's to be a shoemaker, if it's to be a designer, if it's to be a knitter, whatever your vision is as an entrepreneur, one of the main things you're going to need is capital. And when you go to get capital, and a lot of people in our community don't have trust funds, they don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars lined up. So they're dependent upon how to get capital. Now, most people think if I trade more time for money, then I can get enough capital to achieve my dream. But what I'm saying is ownership of real estate allows you to leverage the equity to then get capital so that you can fund your dream. So even for people who are like, I don't want to be involved in real estate, I don't like it, da 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 da. Cool. But just have ownership of an asset of some capacity so that you can then leverage that ownership into the asset to get the capital funding that you need even for your business. Now, if your business is real estate, you can leverage that and get into bigger plays, which is what I've done as a hotel owner. But you can do that to fund your dream. But it's all about getting in the game and getting access to ownership.
Equity, you know, being able to borrow on your ownership, being able to build credit, being able to build credibility, being able to have a clear understanding of respect within the business community, being a woman of color, just a person of color in general, to even walk into the hotel or hospitality business. How were you able to do that?
Well, for one, strategic partnership. That's what I say about the skill set and the know-how. Understanding what players to put on your team so that you achieve optimal success. My girl, you know, she was understanding what I was doing in the single family space as far as bringing together the capital, the opportunity and the skill set and know-how. And she was like, you know, if you bring that to the commercial arena, you can go a lot further. And she was the one, Devon, actually had the experience from working at the front desk at the Hyatt all the way up to managing assets and portfolios worth billions of dollars for a lot of these overseas investors. And she was telling me they do the same thing. Pretty much hotels own less than 10% of the inventory that they actually put their name on. So that means the Marriotts, the Hiltons, all of those, they operate like franchise businesses that allow you to buy into the brand standard and have ownership into the building. And once I understood that, I was like, that's like real estate, just like what I do in the single family space, except understanding on the commercial side, it's a similar concept, bringing together the opportunity itself. That's the hotel. That's the land. That's the what do I do? The skill set and the know-how. That's how do I make this play? How do I bring it all together? All of the pieces. That's where you have the experts, the broker that helps to bring the opportunity, someone to help analyze the opportunity to make sure that it's a win-win because you've built your criteria. Those are the skill set and the know-how that you will need on your team to make it happen. And then having the capital to execute with a clear vision and understanding the skill set that's there to support the vision, people will come and write checks. And that's where we created a hedge fund to help receive the funds of those within our community that believe in the vision. And through that hedge fund is where we're able to purchase these assets.
Wow. Tell me about the 5-day challenge to get started.
So the 5-day challenge, like I said, when people want to get started with their dream and their vision, they're just like, look, just take me to the goal. Just take me to real estate. I just want to get started. But one of the things that you find is the deal blockers. The deal, that's that fear that you're going to deal with. Like, oh my, because even for me, before the hotel, you know, that Hilton hotel that we acquired when we first got into the commercial industry, that was an $8.3 million transaction. That was the largest transaction that I've been a part of up until that point. So that was very, you talk about fear. It was like, I don't think I'd done anything over $2 million up to that point. You know, we sold single family homes at 1.8 million and 1.4 and 1.6, but never in the commercial space over 2 million. So that was there was a lot of fear around, can I get started? Should I do it? What if it doesn't work? And a lot of people get an analysis paralysis and they're like, oh my gosh, their fear stifles them from progress. And so not only do you have fear, you have procrastination. Procrastination comes from actually being afraid and you keep putting it off, but really you're just scared. You're just, it's like, I need to get started. So one of the things in the challenge is, how do we overcome that fear? How do we get urgency about achieving our goal, which boasts confidence in what we're looking to achieve? And through that 5-day challenge, it's looking to change the mindset to get you to achieving even greater into the deals that you want to do.
And the deals is that of being able to not say what you can't do, but position to do what you are capable of doing. And because that's what it all comes to. It's like, I remember when I bought my very first car, fear in buying that first car. You know, looking at the notes, 3 years or 4 years, whatever your payment plans that you set up to buy that car or lease that vehicle. It's like, well, what's going to happen? Maybe if I lose my job. You can't even think of it. You have to throw all those doubts of what you can't do. You have to push those out the window, out your mind, because that will stop you from achieving your dreams. A lot of people don't understand that they stop themselves a lot of time from pursuing their own personal happiness because they get into the mindset of the what if. The what if will stop you more than anything. And who creates the what ifs? You. Because you can ignore the what ifs that come from other people. You can turn a deaf ear.
And really, the what ifs are crafted by past experiences. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about, you know, if you saw somebody, you know, you saw something that happened to someone else or you're listening to the news, it can impact your input and your output of what you want for your dream by listening to someone else. And that's why, like you said, you got to put the blinders on and stay focused. Stay consistent in what you're building. Because if you're in someone else's lane, worried about what they got going on, of course it'll make you afraid. But y'all aren't up to the same circumstances. Like, you know, there are things in my life that I'm not a mom yet. So me having to plan for, you know, like, hey, I can't do this or I can't do that. Like, I have a different set of circumstances than someone that may be a mom and they have to think about being a parent and what goes into their circumstance. So my circumstance isn't yours. That's why I say go by the formula and apply that formula in your life, because that's what's going to help you understand your plan. Because I can't tell everybody what to do based on my circumstances, but I can tell you who I became that helped me to achieve the results that I did.
And that's important that you say that. Now, what is the cash flow game night that's coming first week in April?
Cash flow game, I'm so excited. For one, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, has been one of the most pivotal books that I've ever read in my life. For one, it teaches you about the rat race that I don't know. Sometimes you don't even know that you're in. It's almost like you run, and you're just like, wait, why am I not going anywhere? Because you're trading time for money, and there is no way to outrun trading time for money. So you have to understand the concept of allowing your money to work for you. And he's put in this nice game that helps you. It's almost like Monopoly meets life, where you all take on a persona of, you know, are you a police chief, a doctor? You have bills, but the name of the game is to allow your passive income to exceed your total expenses. So everyone in there has total expenses and all of that, and you start at zero. And you have to go around and around and around the rat race and pull for opportunities until you find your way to allow your passive income to exceed your total expenses. And that's how you get out of the rat race. Playing this game single-handedly is what launched my career into real estate and allowing me to own my own time. Because really, I know we were talking about goals, we're talking about deal making and all of that, but it all boils down to owning your time.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
When I was in corporate America and I love to travel, I wanted to go on a trip and I had used up all my vacation days. And the HR director was like, oh, don't worry, you can just borrow from next year. And when I realized that I had to borrow time from my employer, I realized I didn't own my time. And that was a problem for me. And that's where I had to go back and was like, wait, we have to fix this. And understanding the game of cash flow is allowing your money to work for you instead of you working for it. And so we're creating this experience where you can get immersive learning, where you're not sitting down in a lecture, but you're actually playing in a game. And real life application to this game is what helped to change my life. And that's what I believe this game night is targeted at, helping others change theirs.
I'm speaking to the deal maker. That's Jessica Myers. She's a real estate developer and entrepreneur. As an investor and hotel owner, she's transacted in properties right now over $30 million in real estate assets. As one talks about properties, we're talking about Georgia, we're talking about Indiana, we're talking about Oklahoma, we're talking about the Bahamas. And she always says, no one wants a boss, but everyone needs a coach. And that's what she does. As we close out this interview, just talk everybody about what you do as a brand builder, what you do as a deal maker.
So as a deal maker, I make it all come together and I help people push past their fears of how to make it happen in their life. We come together, we devise a roadmap of success, and we work on executable steps that get you to your dream. And even if you don't have it, I help coach and train of how to look for those experts that have it, that you can plug in and you can make the formula work for you in your life. So hit me up. It's JessicaMyers.com. I-T-S, JessicaMyers.com is the best way to reach me. Apply to work with me. And that's how we can connect and make it happen.
She's the deal maker, Jessica Myers. Let me get that straight. And in the future, when we talk about these opportunities, please come back. I know that you're a great speaker. You convinced me. You want me to change my life and go into the real estate and just pursuing the opportunities of being great. But again, thank you for taking the time to come in on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I really appreciate you.
Of course, and thank you for the invite. As always, you know you got it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
He's an American physician, business owner, best known for his appearances on Bravo's TV's Married to Medicine series. With over 20 years of experience in the medical field and community service and his growing popularity, has Dr. Metcalf been sought after for professional opinions on world health issues, lifestyle medicine, lectures, physical health, and preventive medicine, especially in the Black community. We'll be discussing his motivation to pursue medicine, the joys and pains of medicine, and his outlets to reduce stress, such as family time, physical fitness, cooking, writing, and live musical performances. Come on now. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the one and only Dr. Walter Scott Metcalf. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Dr. Mr. McDonald. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, with the live musical performances, Dr. McDonald, we're going to get right on into it. Will you be introduced as Dr. Metcalf for the live performance down in Orlando on March 25th? Or how's the introduction going to be set up?
I think the way, because my wife is going to introduce me, so I think she's going to introduce me to the world as Doc Scott.
You broke up a little bit there, Doc. What you introduce you to the world as who?
Doc Scott.
I love that. Yes, Doc sir. Scott. That's now. Has this been something that I kind of like missed along the way in the series here? Because all it was just you know, because we know you work out, because you're in shape. You know you're motivated. You know you're entrepreneur. What did the musical side of you start to say? You know, I got to start showcasing this. I know it started with the song "Lost," which was dedicated to your wife. But how did that come about?
You know, I think the musical side of me just woke back up. I had it. I always had it as a kid. You know, I remember taking piano lessons as a child. And when I got in seventh grade, I remember overhearing my mom talking to the leader of a church choir. And she was saying, his instructor said that he'll be ready to take over the church in about 2 years if he keep on learning and playing like he did. And sir, I quit after that. I said, I'm not going to be playing piano in church. They take up too much of my time. So, I stopped.
So you're trying to say the church killed your musical dream? Don't say that.
Hey, I already was on the usher board, you know, and junior choir. And I was already in church 2 days a week. And I said, man, they're going to have me in church 3, 4, 5 days a week, you know, and practicing with 3 different choirs. You know how it is.
Girl. Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, as I always tell people that, you know, between the ages of 18 and 24, you know, we are kind of like ambitious. You know, we see so many opportunities and nobody can tell us anything. We'll chase those dreams. And I always tell people, what you do between 18 and 24, when you get your 40s, 50s and 60s, that's what you start really making your money off of. You know, those dreams, those desires, those early passions, you know. So when I read about this and heard the song and now this concert, and I'm talking to Dr. Scott, Walter Scott Metcalf. He's one of the stars from Bravo's TV's Married to Medicine. And we're talking about his singing career right now. And we're going to talk about his medical career and his entrepreneurship, because that's important, because it's part of your brand. It's part of your development. But when you see people break out of these sides that you don't see, it's important to know that sometimes you have to follow your dreams. That's why I always tell people, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, you know, because people will tell you that. So when you start pursuing this aspect, the naysayers came out, correct, Dr. Metcalf?
Oh, for sure. The naysayers came out, family, friends, you know, and definitely social media. You know, the naysayers are always waiting for you. They don't even have to come out. They sitting there waiting to click dislike. So that's how life goes with them.
So how do you overcome that? How do you, because that's what this show is about, because of the fact that, you know, really social media, a lot of people understand this about social media. You know, a like, a dislike can be a form of bullying, especially when you tie a negative comment to it. And then it's tied to people you don't even know. You know, that's the wild part about social media. You know, you can get emotional highs from the likes, but then the negative comments and the dislikes or the ugly emojis can also be emotionally down for you. How do you, in a person who is a professional, you're a professional, you went to school, you've earned a professional, well-respected degree. How do you deal with the fact that sometimes people kind of like disrespect you and actually sometimes don't even believe you're a real doctor?
You know, I guess thick skin and intelligence hopefully keeps me away from all the negativity. You know, because one, you're not going to scoop down. You're not to the level that other people are on. So if somebody gives me a disrespectful comment, it's just easy to block, delete, and move on with my life and you know, say they never existed, basically. So I think it's just a level of having thick skin. You know, I'm the youngest of 10 kids, and sticks and stones, you know, and you know, the battles that I've been through in my life, negative words could never hurt me. Nothing from social media. And my wife already told me when we first got on the show, she knew more about reality TV than me. I knew absolutely nothing about it, didn't care about it, you know, it, and actually, you know, refused to participate, you know, the first year that they offered it. And so she basically told me, like, you just got to not read the comments, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that's the bully area. That's the area where they attack you on your video. I'm sure on your video, the comments there can like be depressing and demoralizing, because all you're doing is living your dream and you're sharing it. And that's what you were doing when you posted your video about your song, your lyrics and all that. It was just sharing a gift that God gave you. Let's go and be real about this. This is a gift. I can't sing, Dr. Scott. I can't sing. So you ain't ever going to get nothing negative from me. But there are people out there just like me who can't sing but making comments, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you're dealing with that and you got the opportunity now on March 25th, I'm just going to tell y'all, look, it's so almost sold out, okay? Because he's all over his social media. Oh, my God. He can't believe the tickets are moving that fast. But if I'm correct, this is who you're on the show with. Just some of the stars. Goody Mob, correct? Fantasia, correct? Babyface, correct?
Yes.
Life Jennings, correct?
Life Jennings, yes.
Okay, now the next question I'm going to go, are you nervous?
You know what? Right now, I'm not nervous. My nephew was on the song with me. You know, he's been in entertainment since he was probably 8 years old. He traveled the country. Javier Davion. He traveled the country playing young Marvin Gaye and my brother Marvin.
Uh-huh.
This young man, and he went to Berklee School of Music. So this young man literally has me practicing with them. We got a video. I think it's going to be very interesting to see this whole journey, you know, in the near future. But so we're documenting everything. But this young man has me in there with them while they doing dance routines, and I'm like Goody Mob on this one. No, I don't dance no more. I'm gonna stand to the side and, you know, hype up the crowd and maybe move side to side. You know what? But you know, as far as the movements the new young guys are doing, they got a routine together.
Okay. Oh, so you said that you don't have no steps. That's what you're trying to say?
Oh, no. Hey, I can two-step. We all can two-step.
Come on now, Doc. Now you're going to be old school now. You're going to be old school, just standing in one place. You're not gonna break out with no four tops, no temptation moves, none of that?
Nope. It's going to be some side-to-side. I'm gonna give them something.
Okay, I'm talking to Dr. Walter Scott.
Then they're going to be a little bit surprised.
Yeah, I'm talking to Dr. Walter Scott Metcalf from Bravo TV's Married to Medicine. It's a two-part conversation I'm having with you today because of the fact that, you know, as an artist, and I'm calling you an artist because of the fact that you going on stage, people have told you, based on your celebrity status, based on your talent, it's saying that they're going to put you on stage with a Babyface on that same stage, with Goody Mob on that same stage, with Fantasia on that same stage, with Life Jen. And I know all these people. All these people are just, you know, they got an audience. And guess what? You're going to have a fan base coming to see you too. Dr. Scott, how do you feel about all this?
I'm excited. I'm excited at this part of my life. You know, like I said, I love and enjoy being a doctor. And but I'm just happy that my love for music woke back up in me, you know. And
how did it wake back up in you? How?
Well, I had my nephew Javier doing piano lessons for my kids.
Okay.
Here at my home. And they'd be in there, and then, you know, we did them on Sunday. So after they finished the lessons, we go in there and you know, get on the piano, and we start singing old church songs because my kids have never heard the old good Baptist church song.
Absolutely.
And so we get in there, we start singing some old songs, acting silly. And then another friend sent me a beat, and it just captivated me. And when Javier was leaving out, I had my phone. I had recorded the beat on my phone, and I did a little voice memo. And I said, Javier, I like this. And can you like go home and sing a hook to me? Can you just go like, lost, lost, so lost without you? And you know, and I said, can you do that hook for me? And then he came back the day with an amazing hook. And I said, oh, okay. Well, let me get on the hook and let me write some rhymes with this. And there you go. Next thing you know, called a friend, and we were up in Patchwork Studios.
All based on just a beat. And then you had the talent to come in and create the hook, because you got to have a hook in the song. Now, you know that hook, you know. Great song. I always remember that the famous Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Miss You.
Ooh.
Come on. Teddy Pendergrass. Oh, ah. You know, if Teddy Pendergrass wasn't in the background singing that hook to Miss You, it's not a song.
Oh, no. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
And that's why it's the beauty of doing these things and doing these things with a dream. And we're talking about a dreamer. We're talking about a person who sits around and has looked at his life, like say we're referencing here, Dr. Walter Scott Metcalf, you know, youngest of 10 kids. You were born and raised in Michigan, correct?
Yes, sir.
And as they say, the cold state, the Michigan State grad. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. I just wanted to start this whole opening half of the show about his career as a live musical performer. When we come back, we're going to talk about why did he get into medicine? What did the entrepreneurial side? Why did he move to Atlanta, this side of the business? And how has being one of the stars on Married to Medicine affected him professionally, and how he's had to live and deal with this new fame notoriety, because there's a difference in being a doctor who's unknown and then a doctor who's famous. Be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass with the one and only Dr. Walter Scott Metcalf. Thank you.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Let me tell you about the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. People always talk about their purpose or gifts. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. The interviews and information on his show are for everybody. Don't let change scare you. He's here to educate you because it's time to put your dreams into action. This show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, interviews CEOs, small business owners, influencers, and celebrities. They share financial and career success tips with Rashawn McDonald, which you can only hear in the Money Making Conversations Masterclass show. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. This is your host, Rashawn McDonald. I'm talking to, you just heard it, Dr. Scott. The one and only Dr. Walter Scott Metcalf. As we move in your life, being a person who the youngest of 10 kids, can I ask what type of careers or lifestyles did your other siblings have? Did they motivate you to pursue a career, an educational career, sir?
You know, being the youngest, they motivated me. I had a very supportive family. They motivated me and supported me in everything that I've done. You know, I'm the only one that chose medicine, but, you know, I have an educator and counselor, both with PhDs. I have a sister that was a flight attendant. I have a brother that's an engineer, two brothers that retired from the factory. You know, we were in Flint, Michigan. So mm-hmm. they were in the factories. McDonald Dairy, one sister that retired from the factory, one sister that got an advanced degree as well and went into business and worked for GM. So, you know, pretty much my mother stressed the education. She's, you know, and she definitely stressed excellence in us. And she was in that era where, you know, she moved up here from the South. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the valedictorian of her class. And so she wasn't dummy, and so she made sure her kids wasn't no dummies. And and she said because of having 10 kids that kind of killed her dreams and of going to law school. And so she never finished her undergraduate degree herself, but you know, was super successful as a mom and just overall great, beautiful woman.
Well, you know, that like my mom, like I come from a big family too, you know, 6 sisters and 2 brothers. So I can, and my mom, just like your mom, you know, she graduated from high school, very smart, but high school, you know, high school was the highest level of education that she achieved. But, you know, I myself, I just knew I just wanted to pursue a life that was different from where I was living. Because I lived in the neighborhood, my parents, we was in the hood, Fifth Ward in Houston, Texas. And then we moved to the northeast side of Houston, Texas. Basically, I just moved from black people who were struggling to black people who weren't struggling as much. Okay. So, and I knew I didn't like either lifestyle. And so I was motivated to see what was else out there. Because basically my whole life, Dr. Metcalf, all I saw was black people. My whole life. And so I didn't even know from a standpoint of what that white world looked like until I went to college. And that opened my eyes. When you start making that transition, tell us your background and then also transitioning from that high school world into college.
Okay. Well, after my father passed when I was 5, my mother, it was 6 kids left at home. And so my mother actually decided to leave the city of Flint. Mm-hmm. And we moved to a place where her and my dad used to vacation, which used to be called the Eden of the North, if you ever heard of Idyllwild, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we moved in and grew up in Idyllwild, Michigan, Baldwin, Michigan. And so that was a pretty diverse community, but it was probably second to Benton Harbor, the poorest community in Michigan. But nonetheless, like I say, great mom. She always worked. She always provided, which was awesome. And so I had a really diverse education and a diverse friend group growing up. And so when I went to Michigan State, there was still a culture shock of coming into a classroom of 300 people. but nonetheless, there was the diversity was not anything that I had to get, you know, adjusted to, you know, if I.
Right. So basically you're saying like, okay, Rashawn, I had that diverse education. If I had stayed in Flint, it'd been a different story. But when she moved me, it allowed me to adjust and allow me to understand another side of life and how to communicate with another side of life. So we went to Michigan State. Other than the massive campus of over 35,000 students, you know, that's my adjustment, correct?
Right. Correct. You know, and coming and you know, like I grew up in the small town, there was not even a McDonald's there, not even a traffic light. So
good.
Yeah. Big adjustment in that manner.
So why medicine though? But why medicine? I always like to share personal stories when I talk to people because I know I can't cut on nobody. I know I can't tell nobody that they're sick. I know that. But why medicine?
Sir, I think the power of positive reinforcement. My mother has been calling me. My mother and siblings have been calling me doctor since I was walking.
Wow.
And, I've been saying I was going to be a doctor myself since I was 5 years old. And I remember in 7th grade, I said I really made the decision, said I'm really going to be a doctor. You know, and I'm really going to try to get all A's. I made that decision myself in 7th grade. And like I said, my mother and them, I'm sure my mother, you know, she said, I know what you're capable of. You know, you really don't need to bring me nothing home more than 8. You don't need to bring nothing less home. You know, she just basically said that to me. And I think passing with my father dying, you know, of a preventable illness was definitely one of the deciding factors in my mind. He died of metastatic colon cancer to the brain. And just like a lot of black men, you know, he knew he was sick. He waited till after Christmas to go in, you know, and that was our last Christmas with him. And that was, you know, 5 years old, almost 6 when he passed away, you know, so all that I'm sure, just in that upbringing, you know. And then I had, believe it or not, I even had a black doctor growing up in that small town. And he was a World War II veteran with my father. And my father was a medic in World War II.
Wow. So there was kind of lineage there. Let me ask you this, because, you know, you said that about black men. And we hear that a lot in the black community, you know. But we hear two things in the black community, you know, not enough quality health care. But then we hear this story about black men who don't want to acknowledge they need to go to doctors or don't want to go to doctors. What creates that, Dr. Metcalf, in our male community?
Well, I think one, lack of knowledge, you know, of medicine. That's definitely one, you know. And we know the main thing would be our healthcare disparities, and a lot of those are created by, you know, lack of access, you know, lack of having representation of having an African American physician. We as African Americans make up almost 12% of the population, but yet less than 4% of us are doctors. So that's definitely showing that we don't have the representation that's needed. And, you know, ultimately with black men, we know it stems from the mistrust of the medical system in general. And we can't hide the fact that there is trust and there should be mistrust, you know, but a lot along with that mistrust is a lot of misinformation. So, right. You know, I tell people, like, we know about the Tuskegee experiment. We know the atrocities that they committed against our black men. And black women and black babies, because if black men are affected, the wives are affected. So it's not like the men would just walk around with syphilis. You know, the women were catching it too. The babies were catching it and having complications of, you know, pregnancy and giving birth to a baby with syphilis. So all those healthcare disparities kind of mount up, and that adds up the apprehension of a black man, you know, seeking, you know, to get medical attention. You cool. know, that mistrust can, you know, if you don't trust somebody, you're not going to show up.
That's absolutely true, because, you know, we walk in there afraid anyway. I know I've never walked in a doctor's office confident, because I don't know. Because I don't know what they might find out about me. I don't know for high blood pressure. I don't know cholesterol level. I don't know. You know, I've had a pneumothorax in my life, which means that my lung collapsed while I was just watching TV. I've been diagnosed with cancer, thyroid cancer. So, you know, once you diagnose it, they might say that you're in remission, but that means that it can't come back. I've had my gallbladder removed. And so these are things, you know, that have happened to me just in my daily life, my daily process. And, you know, the cancer was discovered basically through going in there doing exams. If I didn't have these exams, Lord knows, I may not be talking to you right now, because I didn't. Nobody wouldn't have had that preventive medicine treatment, because I want to talk about that as we close out your interview, about what as black people, black men, black families can do in the value of preventative medicine.
Be advocates for one another. You know, everyone in the family should be advocates for one another, because my father died of colon cancer. So I made sure that all my brothers had their colon cancer screening, not at 50, you know, not at 45, but I made sure. I said we had a higher risk. You know, our dad died of it. Uncle died of it. So we all get our colonoscopies by the age of 40. All my brothers done it. Mm-hmm. Two of us had polyps, you know, that, you know, they say a polyp, if it's one of the specific polyps, that's the type of polyp that can take about 8 years to turn into cancer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so having those colonoscopies at age 40, getting those polyps removed, having a follow-up colonoscopy 5 years later, being clear, that's what you do. You know, that's what you do. You prevent that polyp from growing over a period of up to eight years and turning into cancer. So advocates for one another, educating one another. And one, we just, you know, you got to find a doctor that you trust. And you paying all this money for your health care, all you guys out there with those jobs and benefits, everyone for you. So I have an age appropriate physical exam for my males that are under 12, from 12 to 18, 18 to 20, 25 to 35. You know, so I know what needs to be done, what type of tests need to be done, when we need to start screening for this, when we screen for testicular cancer, when we screen for prostate cancer, you know, and more importantly now, you know, if we start screening for depression. You know, we got to recognize that this is humongous in our black community, and we got to start screening these kids between age 11 and 13 for depression.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Dr. Walter Scott Metcalf. Dr. Walter Scott, how can we reach out to you? How can people who are listening to the show, reach out to you in regards to your business, to be able to schedule any potential sessions with you at your various business locations?
They can catch me or my wife virtually or in person at ChastainMedicine.com. The link is right there. You can check. All you have to do is get on the computer, check, go to ChastainMedicine.com. You can schedule an appointment, virtual visit with myself or my wife, Dr. Contessa Metcalf. I'm available on all social media platforms. I'm pretty active on Instagram. And I would love for you guys to join me on Instagram at Dr. Scott Metcalf. And Twitter and Facebook is just Walter Scott Metcalf, which is my name, or Scott Metcalf MD. I appreciate you so much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rashawn. I really appreciate you.
And we're going to talk soon, okay?
All right. I appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. There you go. Again, I want to thank all my fans who listen every week to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'll be back next Tuesday. This show is just part of the things that I try to do every week, provide information, enthusiasm, and more important, making you believe that you can be great. See you next time on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Let me tell you about the host of Money Making Conversations, Rashawn McDonald. He's a social media influencer. 80% of his 1 million plus social media followers are female. Rashawn's a 2-time Emmy Award winner.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.